Third parak of Ma'aseh Sheni, Mishnah Gimel. Some halachas of situations that one can redeem his Ma'aseh Sheni on the truth in a fashion that two people involved in this exchange will gain from the deal. Mishal Yilupen Moyes, B'Yerushalayim. The person came from out of Yerushalayim and he has his Ma'aseh Sheni money in Yerushalayim. But Tzorach Lo, he needs his money for whatever purpose it is that he wants to. He deemed him on something, and ulachaveir payus, and his friend has fruit. Ulachaveir hay moyis ve'elu mechura mal payus echa. I want to redeem my money on your payus. Now your payus became my tashen your payus. Nimsa ze'echol payus is a betayir. The one who has the payus has to eat them betayir because they got the kedushas my tashen. Va'lo yis tachem moyis, and the one that has money can do what he wants with his money because he redeemed his money. Lo yema kein lama aris. There's one limitation to this deal. You're not allowed to be mechal your kedushas ma'aseh sheni on the food of ama aris, because since ma'aseh sheni has various halachas how to eat them, we're concerned ama aris will not eat them hapi halachas. So by giving transforming the ama aris payers into ma'aseh sheni payers, kedushas ma'aseh sheni payers, you may be marshal the person and cause a hefset of this ma'aseh sheni, won't be eaten in the proper fashion. Elbit mai, but if the money you have was from money of ma'aseh sheni that you took out from the mai from it only has a suffix, shash de rabbonim, that is chayiv. So since the din, this ma'aseh sheni money that you have is not really ma'aseh sheni, it's just a suma de rabbonim. So over here we're more lenient that you can be mechal this money on payers of amaret. Since it's only a shash de rabbonim, we rely on amaret that hopefully he will treat it properly and will not cause the hefset of the exchange of the mind that will be in his possession.